I believe that in this there is a word for us to ponder on and look at ourselves. The key thing is, because it's not what goes into the man that defiles him. We think of many things, foods we don't eat, different things we won't do. But we're reminded in Mark 7:15 that it's not what goes into us that actually defiles us. And the key word today is, what is the word in your mouth? So we have this story here, this account, this truthful account. And here is a few points. In verse 6, terror and fear may cause us to say and do the wrong things as Christians. We know we're encouraged not to fear evil. We say it in the Lord's Prayer. But when we do fear, which is not of God, we're supposed to be bold. I know it's difficult. I'm a human too. There's lots of situations and scenarios I come across in my nursing career and life. I'm currently a practice nurse. And there's been traumas on all the different aspects of nursing. And so people do fear, and I have feared. But what we need to try to do is watch what we're doing with that fear and arrest it. Because we can see here, because Balak feared all the people, the children of Israel, that hadn't done anything wrong to him. His mind conceived that he was going to be at a disadvantage. So he decided, I'm going to attack before I'm attacked. And he went to a man that was into divination. Today, it's the fortune teller. It's the warlock. It's the witch. Because these people biblically still exist today. Some of them are not so undercover. Some of them are very apparent. I was in my surgery once and minding my own business, I thought, and it was fine, just doing my nursing bits. And then a patient came in through the door as I called her on the tannoy, and the Lord said, she's a witch. I'm waiting for my next response and my next instruction, because the witch is now coming to my room. What do I do? He didn't say another word. So I dealt with her, did the procedure that I needed to do. And what was interesting was, as I started to touch her and just handle her as I would in the process of what I was doing, I noticed pentagrams confirming that she was who she was. So I just prayed and I said, Lord, thank you for giving me the heads up on this person. There are many times when I don't know who I'm dealing with. I'm just asking you to continue to bless me, because I'm already blessed. I didn't shudder and think, oh my gosh, I can't see you. I didn't get dramatic about it. When the Lord gives you a heads up, it's for you. Sometimes you can share it with people, and sometimes they get it. But have you ever had a revelation and you've wanted to share it with people and you're jumping up and down? Guess what the Lord said to me? And the person's looking at you going, calm down. I don't get it. And so I moved within that, just knowing the protection of the Lord on me, but I didn't fear that. But when Balak feared, he said, come to this warlock. Come, curse them for me, so I can get power over them. That's not a good mindset, that I need you to come and destroy these people for me, so I can then put the icing on the cake and totally wipe them out. I know who you will bless will be blessed, and who you curse will be cursed. I say to us today that under the power of the Lord and the move of the Holy Spirit, no man can curse who God has blessed. Amen? So people are out there and they will try to do their little hexes and their little things, but it doesn't touch the people of God under the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah! We should not walk in fear. The second point is in verse 17. He said, I will pay you very well, because the first people that he sent with all the money that was worthy of a diviner. So it's a lot of money. I don't know what their daily rate of pay is for cursing or blessing. I don't know. But I'm sure there probably is a fee. And he said to him, I'll pay you whatever you want. So for us today, what have we promised to someone? From an intention of fear or worry. desperation that we shouldn't have because we were in fear in the first place, or we doubted that God was going to come through to us. We're serving a jealous God. And so he loves us, and every provision that we ever need in this life, he has. He knows our tomorrow before we even got to today. Yesterday when I was praying, and oh, Lord, is this okay? He saw it. So for me standing here today, God's already got this covered, and he's smiling. And I'm a calmer now. And you're smiling back at me. So this is really good. What have you promised? He said, I will pay you very well. Be careful that whatever it is that you carry in your wealth for your heart of God, that you know whom to share it with. Because there are some people that will drain you, unfortunately, and make you feel as though you've done more hard labor than you should have. What have you promised, and why did you say to the persons, I'll do that, or leave it to me? What is your motive? What is the word in your mouth? The third point in verse 28. The donkey spoke. He interpreted it, didn't he? Now, this is what's interesting about the whole passage of being on the wrong path, having that fear first and then moving on to somebody that could curse someone. The donkey spoke, but Balaam didn't seem fazed by that supernatural occurrence. Wow. I've got two cats. They're house cats, so they don't go out. I love them to bits. They're Boots and Jasper. I tell you now, they speak to me in silent language. When I come downstairs in the morning, it's not so much they want to say hello, it's I'm hungry. You're the feeder. So I sort them out, and it's lovely, and they might run around my legs a little bit to say, thank you very much, that wasn't quick enough, but it's okay. Imagine having an animal, and three times it does what you don't expect it to do, because you're on a mission, you're going to curse somebody. And yes, isn't that fascinating that God would speak to somebody that speaks to spirits and has powers of witchcraft? Some of us are very puzzled by that. Well, why would God speak to them? They must be unclean. Isn't it interesting that it's not what goes into us that makes us unclean, but what comes out? So, of course, that's a very fascinating thing, and a thought, food for thought. So when the donkey spoke with a human voice, when you read this scripture in your own time and study it, he didn't get fazed. He didn't. Now, if that was my donkey or my cat that spoke, Dave, I'd be down a road somewhere, bit of dust, because I'd be suddenly an athlete, gone. He tolerated the supernatural, yes, because he was also in that realm. But then it wasn't the norm for an animal to speak. But he took it in his stride. Be very careful then that the words that you say will generate some things in your life that you are either accepting, oh, well, that's my lot, or that you fear yet again because you put yourself in a position that you didn't need to, made a promise that you didn't need to. But the Lord always tells us, let your yeah be yeah. And your no be no. I'm okay with, I'll think about it. Because sometimes making the decision on the spot is emotional, isn't it? So we tend to practice the right thing, which is, let me pray about that. I can get back to you tomorrow. And you fervently go before the Lord. Lord, I've got to answer them tomorrow. Will you give me a word today? Or you'll say, let me come back to you after I've consulted the Lord. The donkey spoke and he was not fazed. I marveled at that because it's not natural, but he accepted an unnatural thing. Let us be very careful as a children of God. When things are not going right, do question it. When you've got that feeling that something isn't quite right, I can't quite put my finger on it, pause. not just for thought, pause for prayer. You feel much better when you know you've got the unction from the Lord. I knew that this was the word that the Lord had given me for you today. Didn't flinch on it, just wanted to look at different examples. But I had it, that moment when it came into my spirit, I sat, watched over it, and I said, thank you. And he didn't move it and didn't budge. If your donkey speaks, be very aware that that's not right. So there was a warning, wasn't there, with the donkey? The final thought I have, oh my gosh, there's a time, oh my Lord. Is that okay? Am I right for time? Praise the Lord. I'm a very short speaker, really. I just like to just, you know, when the Lord gives me something, give it to you, and I can sing afterwards if you need more time. Verse 35, say only what I tell you to say. That's key. As a Christian, as believers, we're sharing the good news about Jesus Christ. There's a gospel that has been written and set for us to preach and teach. We get a little bit of a warning, don't we? Don't add or take away. But we, with our characters, our personalities, our different cultures, would add too. So you've got the Jamaican flavor. You know, when it's a Caribbean, it would be, bless the Lord. There's a dance, oh my soul. And with more European and English, it would be, bless the Lord, oh my soul. But it's still the same word, but conveyed differently. Say only what I tell you to say. When the Spirit of the Lord is upon his people, you will find that all of us say the same thing at the same time. We bear witness to the word of God. Amen? So something's out of kilt. So there's a normal atmosphere and word in the house of the Lord. And then suddenly somebody comes in with something that's just a little bit to the left. We should watch over that and not just be accepting and say, oh, well, maybe the Lord is saying. No, the majority. Once it's the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty, freedom, and truth. Say only what I tell you to say. If we're totally focused on the Lord, I didn't flinch. I knew it was the word of the Lord today about what is the word in your mouth for his message to us today. So when we are in the right place with the Lord, we will say the right words. We will have the right mindsets. We'll have the right understanding. It sounds quite perfect, and we are not perfect people. But because we're serving a perfect God, that road to perfection, day by day, is it not said that we die daily? So we constantly will make a few mistakes and not get it right and miss the point. But then further on down the road, we will see better. I really trust and believe that the Lord is speaking to us. And we need to also, therefore, speak his words of love and kindness to each other. Sometimes it's not so much words that people need. Sometimes it's just the hug, just the head nod and the eye contact. But if we remain in the word of the Lord, what word is in your mouth? Please look at the sources from which we speak. Is it from our hearts? Is it from love? Is it from jealousy? Is it from hurt? Is it from anger? And let the Lord light and guide our way, for we are his sheep. And the sheep of his pasture. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you. I thank the Lord for your understanding and listening. I just praise you, Lord, for using me here. I just love you and appreciate you. So may the Lord bless you for the rest of your day as I hand back over in Jesus' name.